What is up, y'all? What is good? This is Miss Lyrae Podcast. Let me start over. What is up, y'all? What is good? This is Miss Lyrae Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We are now into the next episode. I hope everyone has been having an awesome and amazing Thursday. For everybody who is tired of their job, tired of working, listen, we all out here in the same boat, but there is something bright on the other side. Anyway, I just want to say thank you all for coming in this journey with me. Those who have so far, thank you for the support. I love everybody who has been commenting, who has been giving me feedback, who has also just been tuning in and supporting me in general. Feel free to always do that. I always support back. Those who follow me know I follow back. Those who comment, those who include me, I include back as much as I possibly can. And so just wanted to say that. Anyway, we are into the next episode. So I know you're probably wondering, what's up her tricks, what's up her sleeves? And so we're gonna get into it, but just 1 minute. So before we get any further, I want you guys to subscribe, like, and comment below. For those who are watching me through YouTube, for those who are watching me through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, Overcast, please feel free to follow me on there, subscribe and follow and like. And anybody who wants to support, please feel free to share any of my content. I will share any of your content in return. All right. Also, next is a few more episodes. And I, for anyone who has been on my Instagram page, you've realized that I've talked about advertisement play. So let me go ahead and get into what that is and why I'm starting that. I'm starting the advertisement play because I want to help other businesses who want to promote their stuff, who want to see their businesses, their ventures, their content to be heard on the podcast. And the reason why I want to do that is because I want to see you guys win, just like I want to see myself win. So anybody who may be interested in that, here's the deal. I only charge $5. $5? $5 per episode so that you will have the opportunity to at least, if you only want to do one episode, that's ad play for my podcast. I have, not that I have a whole lot of following, but I have almost 900 following on Instagram and I have almost 4,000 following on Facebook. So if you want, so that's about 4,000 following in total with those two together. Not that it matters, but they say that they do. So I'm gonna go ahead and get that out the way. So for anybody who thinks that is an awesome reach for you, feel free to reach out to me. Follow me as well on social media and I will follow back. But like I said, it's $5. So you'll get your ad played 3 times, not just once, 3 times throughout each episode that you pay the $5 for. So I typically record once a week. So that would be 4 times a month where it'd only be $20, where you would have ads played through each episode for that month. And if you want to pay for more than a month, it'll be, you know, add another 20 to that, 40, 60, 80, you get the drift. So not that anybody has to go that far. If you only just want to give $5, I'm grateful for that. You want to do the $20 a month. Now, don't think that I have an issue with that either. Okay. Okay. Sorry. I don't know why I did that. Anyway, that was whack. But so I just want to let everybody know that that is what is being offered now. Also, for anybody who wants to come on and promote anything that they have going on for an interview, I charge $25 for an interview. But I also feel like it's a great opportunity for those who want to promote themselves because you get to have my platform to come and really sell your product, your service, your content, your creatives on the podcast for 1 full hour. You get to sit up close and personal with me and we can share each other's supporting followers that we do have so far. And then on top of that, whatever your product is, whatever your service is, I will promote it on my social media. That would be on Instagram and Facebook. And then I would also continue to promote the interview so that people will get to know more of who you are on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, and that is all for $25. I will also promote that for a full week. So there are interviews that they will make you pay like $50 to $75. I'm just saying $25 for a full interview. That will include you having advertisement play in the episode as well. So for those who are interested in that, please feel free to let me know. Okay, just wanted to get that out the way. Now let's get into the episode. Let's clap it up for you, and you for joining in on the next episode, okay? So the first topic is trust the process. I am speaking on this topic today because it's something that I have wholeheartedly had to realize that you cannot expect the process to be like, boom, like a rocket splashing and dashing in the air when you first start something. I had to learn that, and that is kind of like our mentality in these times. And it's because technology is moving so quickly and so fast, but at the same time, we have to be patient with ourselves, be patient with the process, and be patient enough to be able to want to learn something during the process. Sometimes it's stamina, where you need the ability to have patience in hard times, how to smile even in the storm, how to stay calm even in the storm. And so it gets hard, it gets tough, I get it, I'm the same exact way. But if you trust and believe that within yourself, you are already a winner, you are already a champ, you don't even have to be concerned that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You just got to put the work in. You just got to be consistent. And that's what I had to get in the mirror and tell myself over and over and over. Not that I'm perfect by any means necessary, but the reality is trusting the process means that you get to enjoy even the low times. We call them low times, but a lot of times what we should equate low times to are lessons. And that's something that I try to just keep in my mind. It's hard. It gets hard over and over and over again. But the reality is, if it's meant to be, it's going to be no matter what. If God ordained this over our lives, it's going to happen anyway. So us worrying about when, where, how much, let's get to that. How much? So a lot of times we worry about how much is it going to cost for me to get to point A, from point A to point B? How much is it going to cost? Well, what if whatever it costs was going to double and triple your situation? Now, I'm not saying that we should get out here and take our funds and put them into something that is not going to feel like a return on investment. But if you can tell that whatever you would invest in would be a return on investment and it would be double, triple, do it. Because at the point when you realize that that money is where it should be, you're going to be like, okay, boom, got it. A person that I recently met and we've become, you know, we've gotten a good rapport with one another, Christopher Andrews, he showed me a document that's called Cash Flow Quadrants. And it's teaching you, and I know I'm getting ready to go a little far, and I'll get into that in another episode, but I'll just say this part. It's teaching you how to go from being an employee to being a business owner and investor versus going from an employee to self-employed. That document for me, though, is not just talking about that. It's talking about investing and really investing in yourself so that you can then see yourself as that true business owner in the future versus saying, I don't think I can do this. Let me give up on what what I feel like my calling is, or whether I feel like what business venture I'm on, whatever I feel like is my supplement to what I think is my ending and my failure and my non-ability to increase. Trust the process. You know, whatever it is that you are working on right now, if you're seeing it slowly, make bump rides up, you continue to bump the rides up, because the point of the matter is, it's not about seeing it go like this, it's just keeping it going. Because what if you go all the way up, you reach the sky real quick, we know how that go, and then you fall down real quick, then what? Was it worth it? Was it even, did it even feel like what you did to rush that process, to not be patient and weather the storm in different points of the process? Now you're at a point where you've given up on your business. You've given up on your dreams. You've given up, if you're a music artist, you've given up on your music. It's okay to take your time and recognize that we gotta just trust that when it's... supposed to happen, it will happen. You know, that's something I have to tell myself as well, like with my podcast, like whatever is going to happen, it's going to happen, you know. And I will say that I really enjoy the people I've interviewed. I've got even more people I'm going to be interviewing. I am going to be truly trying to impact the nation with this podcast. Not in a negative way by far at all, but about a positive storm. And I want to bring people on here that can do that. But that is what I got to trust the process, because I got to trust that the vision that I put forth is going to actually happen, because it's not going to happen tomorrow. It ain't going to happen next week. But so little bumps are what causes me to stay steady. Like, okay, I'm connecting here. I'm learning more there. I'm able to see the fruits of my my networking opportunities here. Not only just that, but I'm seeing the fruits of my labor, my work. Finding key points in the pockets of the times where you feel like you're not getting far. Think about where you've gotten. Think about where you currently at. That helps to trust the process as well. And the reason why I'm bringing up this message to anybody who's listening is because we are all out here trying to get it. Trust me, it's tough. I understand. We are all out here trying to get it. And we are supporting, and then there are others who may not support, right? But the reality is, we all are here trying to get it. And I wanted to uplift those who are watching, whether you are trying to get it on a job, whether you are trying to get it in your business, or if you're trying to do it as a music artist, if you're trying to do it as an entrepreneur in general, if you're trying to do it as a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, I understand you're trying to get it, but trust the process. Because like the old saying go, whatever's worth having is worth fighting for. If it's easy to get half the time, it ain't worth fighting for. And you know that's in every way possible. So let's take that into trusting the process in your journey in all areas. Not just what you're trying to do financially, in your romantic lifestyle, in your dealings when you deal with your friends and your family, any drama that you may have, any issues on the job, trust the process. Because in the end, the patience and the tolerance for the sake of seeing yourself win in the end is worth it. I promise you. All right, so that's all I wanted to say about trusting the process. I feel like people like Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, you know, Michael Jordan, Denzel Washington, Halle Berry, you know, all of the powerful leaders, Obama, President Obama, look how long we had to wait to get an African-American president, but we had no choice but to just let it be what it was gonna be. We didn't really trust the process there, but I guess we trusted that he was a promising, prominent man who could represent our culture. And that was what he did in the best way that he could. And in any of the individuals that I just listed, you know, we trusted in them that they would be the ones that could carry and pave the way, and they did. But also there's others behind them that are doing the same too. So all who, you know, give a proceeding amount of time into trying, into caring about what they need to do, is worth trusting the process in, and the results show. All right. So anyway, next topic. So I am actually getting into HR, again, for you guys who have been knowing and noticing that I work in human resources, this is my thing. I enjoy talking about it. I do it daily, might as well talk about it. And I feel like it will help people. Again, those who don't know, I have my master's in business administration with an HR management concentration. And I'm just saying that to let you know that I'm not just out here throwing stuff out. And I've been working in human resources for about 6 years. So just want to put that out there so you won't think that I'm just up here talking out old regular degula. And then you've been wondering, is my credibility there? It is. Now, I'm not saying I know every little single thing, but I think I know a thing or two. Okay. So the reason why I'm saying that too is because I'm getting ready to play a game. Somebody mentioned to me you should play an HR game on the podcast, answer questions, let it quiz you to see if you are just as knowledgeable, sorry, I got my tongue tied, as you think you are. And so I'm like, challenge me. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, not in a negative way. I'm just joking around. But anyway, I appreciate the challenge, and I think it'll be fun. I was like, all right, cool. Put the game on the podcast. Let's do it. So, going into what is the name of the game. So, they sent me to this website. I'm going to show you guys for all who are watching on YouTube. It's on CakeHR, blog.cake.hr. So this is like the page that pulls up whenever you go on it, right? And I'm like, okay, cool. So it wants to see if how strong your HR game. How strong is your HR game? Take the HR quiz to find out your true HR personality. So y'all about to find out, am I really fit for this? Or am I just out here just following the people? Okay, I'm done. All right, going to the link. Let's go. Ooh, let's warm up for this one. I'm a little nervous, y'all. We're gonna see. All right, so it says, how strong is your HR game? Take the quiz to find out your true HR personality. Fancy yourself as the next big HR virtuoso. Okay, let's see, shall we? Take this 13 question quiz to find out where you rank on a scale of HR black belt to industry pariah. I don't even know what industry pariah is. You know what? I ain't even gonna get into it because I feel like that would take a long time, and I ain't here to take up y'all's time but so long, okay? I understand you got things to do. I got things to do too. Okay, anyway, let's start the quiz and see. I'm a little nervous. Okay, hitting start. If you're wondering why I'm looking down at the questions. I'll hold it like this so it won't look so weird. Okay, so it wants me to type my name first, okay. Sorry guys, I'm typing my name in. All right, okay, this is cool, I like this. What is the best thing about working in HR? Y'all got it? So anybody who also works in HR, this will be fun for y'all to kind of like see like what your answer is. Put it in the comments below. Like what is your answer to some of these questions? You can play with me and see, you know, what kind of HR virtuoso you are. All right. So what is the best thing about working in HR? A, hiring and firing privileges. Duh. Dang. B, getting paid. C, the people. D, seeing all the random stuff people put down under the interest section on their resumes. Okay, so I mean, for me, hiring and firing privileges, that's probably coming from an HR manager. Getting paid, yeah, I mean, HR pay is decent, I guess that's why they feel that way, but okay. The people. That's me. Anybody that know me probably already knew I was going to pick that answer. The people. That's the reason why I went into HR. I did not go into it for pay. I didn't even know how much they made in real life. I just was like, I want to help people and I want to help people get jobs. So let's also say somebody actually reached out to me and said there are certain people that be wondering, can you help them get a job? Listen, I'm not saying I can promise you a job, but if you ever need any counseling information about how to get a job, if you're working on getting a job, if you need help with your resume, if you want to sit and talk about HR related topics in person, face to face, let me know. We can get this going and I can give you whatever I know. And if I can't, I guarantee you my network is pretty strong in HR. I can at least have somebody else to talk to you about how to get it going. All right. So I just want to say that and let's get back to it. All right. And D is seeing all the random stuff people put down under the interest section on their resumes. I mean, if this is not coming from a recruiter, I'm starting to wonder, is this a joke? Because that's like the very first part of even before the person is even hired. Anyway, answer is C, the people. I'm selecting it now. All right, so this is what it says in return. To be fair, there are loads of good things about working in HR. For example, you get to decide where to have the office holiday party, the dress code for the office holiday party, the booze budget for the office holiday party, where to go to karaoke after the office holiday party. The list goes on. What? I'm not even, you know what? We're just gonna keep going. Next question, where do you typically source your interview questions? A, Google. B, my very own noggin. C, a bit of column A, a bit of column B. I have no idea what that is. I don't ask interview questions. I stare deep into the interviewee's eyes until I see read every crevice of their soul. If you are in an interview, you're doing that. So you're not trying to see if they are qualified and just kind of hear their background. Y'all, if a hiring manager is sitting in the office like that, don't let that intimidate you. Don't let it intimidate you. Go up in there and be just as confident because they're trying to see if you're going to break. And they're trying to see if you're going to lie or if you're going to say something that they can catch you in. Because they're trying to make sure they have the best of the best. Don't let it ever, ever intimidate you. But anyway, my answer to the question is, where do you typically source your interview questions? So that's what that means. Okay, thank you. I'm thinking a bit of column A, a bit of column B, which doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter. I choose A and B. Google and my own head. The reason. It's because I know what good questions to ask. I've interviewed people several times. I've sat on search committee for position searches. So, and I worked as an HR recruitment coordinator kind of in the beginning of my career. So I know what questions to ask, but it's because the field advances and anything in this world advances year after year, you want to be hip to how people are actually answering and asking questions in today's time to kind of get a drift of how to gauge what you're trying to gauge. So for anybody that does own a business and are hiring people or those who are trying to get a job, what should be going on is that they are writing down the key elements that they want to see in their final candidate, in their finalist, and then they are taking what they know as questions that they've heard before that they know are typical questions that you ask as they pertain to the topics that you want to pull out of that person and then you go on Google and you find questions for how they typically test those types of situations or different types of topics that they're looking to figure out about you. Okay, so that's my answer to that question. Let's select. Well, I'm gonna say C is what they meant and just call it a day. So the next, I guess, fun fact they're giving me here, according to Glassdoor, some of the weirder interview questions people have been asked include, what would you do if you found a penguin in the freezer? Okay. And would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? So the first question, I'm confused. You better be like applying for a job in Alaska, and it's definitely not in an office. I don't know what kind of question that is. Or and then it says, would you rather fight a one horse sized duck or 100 duck sized horses? I'm trying to figure out why we asking that unless we out here talking about we're gonna be out here in the pond catching ducks and stuff. Anyway, I'm sorry, I get caught up in things like that. Like, okay, anyway, moving on. Next, complete this statement. Staff engagement is A, just as important as recruitment. Fun, I love a good company retreat. Romantic, I love it when staff members get engaged. A total waste of time. Pay someone enough and they ain't going nowhere. Oh! You better say it. Okay, definitely not D. I would say staff engagement is, I'm gonna have to go with just as important as recruitment. And the reason why I say that is because in order to get an employee, you have to engage them, right? You have to make them feel engaged and wanting to work for your company, your business, the company you work for. And so, yeah, you're gonna do that, but also, when they are actually in the door and now you've hired them as the final candidate for whatever role that it is, then you want to be known for recruitment. I mean, sorry, you want to be known for staff engagement, meaning that you want to be able to retain them. And a lot of times staff engagement is that, right? So that's what I think. All right, let me select my answer. Next. All right, the next fun fact we have here. Speaking of staff getting engaged, did you know that 1/3 of office romances ends in marriage? Can I get a waka waka wow wow? Yo, what is up with these? Okay, I'm done. Anyway, so did you know that 1/3 of office romances end in marriage? Interesting. I'm not surprised. There are a lot of sexual harassment cases that go on in employee relations and in different office settings. And on top of that, I mean, that's where you're at 8 hours a day. Half the time, if your company isn't too strict about it, you might be working with your husband or your wife. So what's the difference in getting married? You still gonna be working with them. So anyway, interesting. Next, to the question. Let's get to the question. Get out the way. All right, a new recruit has just started. What's the first thing you do? A new recruit has just started. So they're saying, like, we're ready to start hiring this individual. What's the first thing that I would do? Send them on a Starbucks run. That coffee ain't gonna get itself. Hand them the company's 300-page onboarding manual and tell them to come find you when they're done. Sheesh. Give them a tour of the office. Take them out for a 4-hour, all expenses paid, welcome breakfast. First of all, we ain't finna do all that. I will probably, I think 4 hours is a little extensive. If I had an opportunity to change the choices, I would probably say maybe 1 to 2 hours. Yeah, I wouldn't mind treating to a welcome breakfast because I think that's how you build a good rapport. You get those conversations, you get to know one another, and you want to build a relationship from the beginning so that you can have the understanding of one another, especially if this is somebody that is your employee or you work for somebody or, you know, you are partners, right? So you can recruit your own partner in business if you want to. All right, so now, I would say that, but if I had to give an answer, I wouldn't say 4 hours, so I can't go with that. So I would probably go with C. I have to go with C. Give them a tour of the office. First thing I'm gonna do. They gotta know where they sit and they gotta get to know their teammates. We can go for breakfast later, okay? Next, fun fact, just remember, first impressions last. So whatever you do, make it good, people. Now that's true. It is true, because people will judge you for messing up. But this is what I say, to heck with it. If you mess up, you mess up. If you don't mess up, you don't mess up. But guess what? You ain't here to serve me, and you're here to serve the good Heavenly Father. So the only person you need to try to please is who you are aligned and assigned to. Everybody else, love you, but I'm still going to be me. I tell everybody, accept me for who I am. All right, next. Next question. How many questions? Now, we're going to have to probably cut this off at 10 questions. So we're on question number 6. So in a minute, we will be done. All right. What HR software do you use? Good question. Let's see what the choices are. Excel forever, always until the end of time. Okay. Technology is superfluous. I keep everything I need in my $5,000 bespoke filing cabinet. Cake HR. Oh, really? Okay. Great branding. Didn't know you guys were an HR software. I'm going to check to see if that's accurate, but that's great branding if that's the case. Last question. Wait, they make software for HR these days? So I see what they're doing. If you are really about your HR life, you're going to choose Cake HR if they are a software. Don't really know if they are. I would assume they are. So, Excel. Definitely not. I need more. Because if I have 300 to 400, 500 employees, which is what I normally have to take care of, I need software that's going to store data that I can manipulate, change data, that I can make sure that if somebody needs to get paid, they're going to get paid. If they need my assistance with some information that they need, I need to be able to get in there and get it done. I need to be able to process somebody's salary increase. I need to be able to give somebody a promotion in the system. And if I can't do that easily, and I need somewhere that I can track it easily. And there's different calculated areas separated out so that I can know exactly where to look. And it's easy, and it's a user-friendly system. If you have a business, make sure that you always use different HR software that is easy to use. You have UltiPro, you have, and that's for like your HRIS system. You have iSIMS, which is for recruitment. You also have, Kronos, which is a time management system. You have Replicon, which is a time management system. You have GIS, which is for background checks. You have Castle Branch, which is for background checks. Just giving you a few software that I've used. You have PeopleSoft, which is an HRIS system that I use in my prior positions. So Excel is okay, but one system that I'll tell you about are... software to tell you about that probably is the way they would utilize Excel is Infoport, and it's made by SAS, the big, you know, well-known company in Cary. SAS made this software, and it's very good for tracking information. You also have PeopleAdmin, which is an applicant tracking system, and I messed up. iSIMS is an applicant tracking system. I don't realize it or not if I said that. You have CrimCheck also that is a background check software. So anyway, you do not have to use just Excel is what I'm just trying to tell you. All right. The next one is, so I ain't using that one. Technology is superfluous. I keep everything that I need in my $5,000 bespoke filing cabinet. We are not finna do that. The reason why I say that is because you need a backup. It's okay to have files if you prefer, but you better have a backup. And so in today's time, you know, back in the past, paperwork was your backup. Now, technology is your backup because it's something that can be secured in a system. And so if something happens in the building where something gets ruined, the computer may get ruined, but the system, anything that's in that storage system is safe. Now, or in the software, if you have something that crashes in your computer systems, now you've got a backup with files. So I don't say that technology is superfluous as if it's, I wouldn't use it. And I definitely wouldn't spend $5,000 in a filing cabinet. But I would, you know, just make sure I have somewhere where my files are stored in a safe place just in case, because you never want to have them kind of problems. But technology is, it's easier for you to file and store information in a system. Okay, and even on a shared drive, you know, what we do at my job is we store our documentation and everything that we utilize on a shared drive. And then we also have that information, those documents, anything representing our employees in the UltiPro, we call it something else that you can also customize it to the company that you have or that you work for. And what it does is it allows you to store any documents as it pertains to every single employee in their employee profile. So you have two different places. So I definitely can't say that it's easier to file information by going online than actually going through a whole freaking large file cabinet. All right, the next one is Cake HR. If that is an HR software, that's what I'm using. And the last question was, wait, do they make software for HR these days? First of all, if you ain't hip to that, you probably need to catch up, and it might mean that y'all just been filing for a long time. I ain't trying to be rude or mean or nothing like that, but I'm just saying. All right, let's move forward. I'm picking Cake HR. Next fun fact, rare footage depicting what was it like to work in HR before proper software was developed. Oh, I guess they're trying to show you the video. So that's what was going on in different people's offices. They were getting annoyed by it. I'm showing the people on YouTube for those who were watching. Anyway, it's all right. Let's move to the next question. In your opinion, what is the best way to boost staff morale? Increase everyone's pay by 1%. Get an office pet. Okay, mandatory yoga classes. Okay, for those who love yoga, you might like it. Mandatory though? Celebrate staff accomplishments. Dang, the first one is tough and the last one is tough. Increase everyone's pay by 1% or celebrate staff accomplishments. I would say D. Reason why I say that is because increase, you may can only do that once a year, once every quarter. Celebrating staff accomplishments, you can give a bonus. Like some companies give bonuses. My company does. They give bonuses for those who are doing well, performing well, and that's their way of celebrating their staff accomplishments. So if you have a system like that in your company that you own or that you work for, that's a great opportunity to boost staff morale versus just giving them a pay increase at the end of the year, which was a annual thing, you know, normally when they give you like a performance evaluation. So I'm going to go with celebrate staff accomplishments. Even taking someone out to lunch can be a staff accomplishment celebration. All right, so the next fun fact. Other surefire ways to boost staff morale include cutting the work week down to 10 hours. See, there you go. Daily office outings to Häagen-Dazs, which is ice cream place, and free kittens for everyone. Now, the free kittens thing, you ain't got to do all that for me. Anyway, let's move on. What does HRM stand for? Now they trying to test me. See, I like this kind of questions. I already told y'all what it is, but I'm going to give y'all the answer. Hilarious retirement memes. So they trying to be funny. No, that ain't it. Hiring and retention metrics. Human resources management or happy retirement metrics. I am done. It's human resources management. I told y'all I had a concentration in human resources management. HRM is what the acronym is for. Moving along. So the fun fact is, word has it, Her Royal Majesty, that's what they're trying to say it stands for, was royally cross when she found out the HR sector had stolen her favorite abbreviation. C'est la vie, Lizzie. They be just giving facts that I don't be asking for. Let's move on. So they're asking, who is this person? So they give me this. For those who are watching. Really? Really? What that got to do with HR? I don't know who this is. Do y'all know who this is? They're stressing me out. Dad, first of all, don't even go there. My dad is not alive. Josh Burson Well, 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 if it isn't Kirk Douglas in his prime. They try to be funny because you know that they ain't no Kirk Douglas. That's an actor and he does not look like Kirk Douglas. Dave Ulrich. I don't really know for sure, but I'm going to go with Dave Ulrich only because it sounds a little familiar, but I really don't know who Dave Ulrich is for real. Like, I don't know. I'm going to just click it. We're just going to hope for the best. Fun fact, we know this was a tough one. All white men look the same. I didn't say it. But hey, someone needs to keep you quizzes on your toes. Quizzes. Anyway, this is the fun fact. They said it, I ain't say it. Don't even try to say I made it up for those who are watching. All right. You've just been asked to organize a team building activity for your office. Which of these do you pick? Trust building 101. So this is where they're supposed to hold you when you fall back. Y'all know that whole routine. Tequila Tuesdays. Craft Wars. Or Human Dominoes. So, from an HR perspective, because this could cause an issue for workers' comp, we're going to stay away from anything that can help have somebody getting hurt. So, trust building, what if they do drop her? What if somebody gets hurt trying to hold her? Just saying. You might have an employee who's a little... Anyway, Tequila Tuesdays, definitely not that, because some people don't know how to act. That's a litigation. Both of those are litigation possibilities. And also, they are liabilities and not assets. We ain't got time for that. Craft Wars. Okay, I can deal with that. You less likely going to get hurt or tear some mess up. Oh, shoot. Hold on, y'all. Let me go back. You're less likely going to hurt somebody. The Craft Wars one is the one where they're at the red tables, if you can see. I know, it's a little small. They didn't really help me here. But anyway, actually, I can blow it up. Hold on, guys. Let me go back. No, it started over. They are so whack. They really started over. I'm done. I'm not even. Do you see this? I'm talking about the page reloaded. Can't really see it. But anyway, that's okay. We're going to move on to the next topic. That was just me giving you some pointers and me answering questions so you can see what I think and how I feel. Sorry, guys. Technology is not always our best friends. Let's move it to the next topic. Be the change you want to see. What do I mean by that? I mean that a lot of times we're so focused on what somebody else is not doing correctly, how people are treating us, how we feel like we are not getting what we feel like we should get from somebody, whether that's in a relationship, a friendship, a family member, a coworker, someone that is a partner in your business venture, a church member. That does not serve you any deal to be like the person that is doing what they're doing. So when I say be the change you want to see, it's okay to be vulnerable and reach out to a friend or family member you haven't talked to in a long time. It's okay to reach out to a significant other when you're mad at one another. It's okay. It's okay to be the one to... say I'm sorry. It's okay to be the one to say I didn't mean it. Look at the instances where you may not even know if you're going to be here today or gone tomorrow. I mean, I hate to bring it up. Let's bring up Kobe Bryant, his situation again, because it's like a lot of times we take things for granted, like even the friendships and relationships and networking relationships that we have with one another, and even in our own relationships, we tend to get in a spell of just not wanting to be the one to say I'm sorry, not wanting to be the one to say, you know, this is not what I intended. I did not intend to hurt you or harm you. It is up to the person if they want to give in to what you are trying to do. But let's not only get into this. So let's get into also what you are trying to accomplish. If you want to see some difference in the world, find your lane, find your way, and actually make a difference. If it's your music, if you feel like, man, it's too much rappers out here talking about drugs and alcohol and, you know, twerking on somebody and being half naked on the gram and whatever the situation is, it's okay to be the change that you want to see. You know, you don't have to be that same music artist, but you don't have to also not be a music artist because of that. Be the one that, you know, is out here trying to rap or sing positive lyrics that impact people, not just things that they want to hear. I'm not gonna lie, music does make you feel good, but at the same time, if you really want to be an inspiration to say there is a rapper out here that's not just talking about drugs, sex, and you know, beating a woman up or slapping a woman down or, you know, taking a woman's man, you can be the change you want to see. It even goes into, you know, whatever is going on in your home. Like, if you feel like you and your significant other are just not seeing eye to eye on something, be the change you want to see. That's your husband. You know, this is your family. If you have kids with that man as well, or that woman, it's okay to be the change you want to see. If you want to see things improve in your marriage, be the change you want to see by actually taking the steps to try. Now, after trying so much, if it just can't work, I understand that. I'm not saying just beat a dead horse, but what I am saying is it's okay to be the one to try to make that change come. You know, something my pastor talked about in one of her previous sermons, shout out to my pastor Sabrina Lewis at A Word in Season Ministries, which is the church that I go to in Apex. I will say her name forever, because the stuff that I say on here sometimes is going to come from me just being in church and hearing the word. But at the same time, it's stuff that really impacts me and influences me. But I want to say what she said is, act as if you're trying to see something. You know what I'm saying? Be intentional with what you want to see happen in your life. And sometimes it doesn't mean wait on it to happen. Sometimes it means being the change you want to see. If you haven't talked to a friend or a family member in years to come, be that one to pick the phone up and say, you know what? It's been a minute. I miss you. It's been some instances that took place between us, but I forgive you. If we truly forgive, which is what we're supposed to do, God wants us to forgive so that we can be blessed. And it's not for the other person, it's for you. I know that's cliche, but it's so true. If you want to be the changes you want to see, you want to see y'all being closer, if you want to see your relationship work, if you want to see business partnerships flourish and be prosperous in the things that you want to see evolve, be the change you want to see and build those relationships. You know what I mean? And make the efforts to fully see. If you want to see the change in your business, be the change you want to see and actually grind into what you feel like it will take to make your journey flourish in the direction that you want it to go in. And again, I got to say it again and again and again, speak it into existence. If we walk around with the attitude that the change is never going to come, a lot of times that's what causes us to kind of bounce back and deflect, and instead we could reflect and then go forward and make an impact. And what I mean by that is you can make an impact even further by talking about your journey, talking about the dark times, the moments where you felt like this wasn't going to work. You can even be a person that can tell your child, you know, this is what it's like to fight for love. And even in your marriages, you know, this is what it's like when your dad felt like I should have done this one thing, and I decided that my family meant more than me just being stubborn and not accommodating my husband, the one that I vowed to. Same thing with your wives, husbands. You know, it's okay to bow down to your queen. This is who you put the ring on for. And the same thing when it comes to you dealing in your day-to-day, period. It doesn't matter what kind. We're not even gonna go into labels anymore at this point. I'm talking about when you see people on the street and you're tired of seeing people on the street that are homeless. Even something small is stopping to give someone a dollar, to give someone an encouraging word. every single thing does not have to have a monetary value attached to it. We can fruitfully live through blessing others by our presence, by who we are, by seeing the strength, the inner peace, the inner tranquility within ourselves. And then we can then exude it out into the world, into the universe, into the atmosphere, and make such a global impact and expansion of our existence that there is no possible way, no possible way that we couldn't be the change that we want to see. But in order to do that, we first must get right within ourselves. We must first love on ourselves. We must first love on the things that we already know are awesome and amazing about ourselves and not put ourselves down. But if we want to see an increase, be that increase. It might be tough, but the journey is not a representation of you. The journey is a representation of what you were supposed to go through to get where you want to be. You, who you are, can stay true to what it is, but the journey will strengthen you and it will chisel out those weak spots. It will chisel out those moments where you're feeling like, I'm trying to be the change. Like my pastor said, I'm trying to see something, but I gotta see something by working towards that thing. And in the end, if it means that you are the first to own your own business in your family, if you're the first to be a college graduate in your family, we know how that is in the Black community, you know, and it's okay to be the change you want to see. It's okay to want to go to school and get an education. It's okay to want to own your own. It's okay to go after that dream that you had. Somebody else in your family at one point had the same thought. But if you want to see your family get put on in some kind of way, be the change you want to see. Get educated. Become knowledgeable. Bring yourself to a thought that I just want to win, 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 as the song say, no matter what. And the change you want to see will then come. So it's all about mentality. A lot of times we're chasing the dollar. We're chasing the dream. We're chasing what we think will get us to the next step financially. But before you can even get to that point, you have to change your mentality. You have to speak to yourself and of yourself as if you are the change that you want to see. And leaning on God is great. It is awesome. But faith without works is dead. So we also have to work as if it's already here. We have to work with the faith, the restored and renewed spirits that we can have day in and day out starts with the mentality of knowing I am trying to see something. I am going to be the change that I want to see. And I feel like that's something that I try to keep in my mind a lot. I know I've struggled with it in the past. Trust and believe it ain't been easy, but at the same time, it has helped me. That mentality has helped me. The reason why I started this podcast is because I wanted to have someone in the media to have a voice to the people that can impact them, not only just bringing great, amazing artists, guests, whatever, on here in any capacity with the three trajectories of my podcast. And you already know we are the number one in inspirational, cultural, and social awareness podcasting. I'm only here to inspire you, cultivate you, and socially aware you. But the reality is, I'm here because I wanted to see someone be that person in the podcast industry really utilizing for what it should be used for. And I'm not saying there are people out here that aren't doing that. I'm just saying I wanted to be that, right? And so in order to see that, I got to be the change I want to see. Create the podcast. Put the content out there that you want the world to hear and see. And then you can be the change that you want to see. So a lot of times we may be wondering, what is our purpose? Maybe that's what the purpose is, being the change that you want to see. You know, if you want to see better jobs, better opportunities for young African Americans, better community centers, better opportunities for people to flourish and grow in an impactful way, if you want to provide internships to young individuals who want to flourish and grow, something I plan on doing very soon. Y'all will find out about that soon. But at the same time, I have to be the change I want to see. So even when I'm leading, and even when I'm developing, I have to develop young individuals or individuals at the same age as me, and age ain't nothing but a number, so I'm going to say even those who are older than me. I have to develop them if I'm going to lead a business, if I'm going to consider myself a current leader. I have to be able to do that. And so a current leader, what is that? That is somebody being the change they want to see. And what that means is, if you want to be somebody that can change the mindset of a young individual and really give them an opportunity to really have the mentality that they can be anything they want to be, that they can accomplish anything they want to accomplish, if you want to be that person that can help a young individual who is having a tough struggle through college and needs somebody because this has been their first ever, they are the first, the number one generation in their family that has done this thing that they've never done before, you can be the change you want to see. That is what a leader is, caring about how they are leading others. And if there is a change they want to see, they are exemplifying that. They're not walking around cussing people out, fighting, you know, committing crime, being rude and deceitful to individuals, malicious and malintent. They are not being opportunists and leeching off of people. What they are doing is taking what they know, pouring it into the world, and teaming up and collaborating with others to who also lead but who also want to be leaders to make this whole impactful global exchange amongst nations. And so that's why I say I want this podcast to be a formality of greatness upon nations. Not because I want to be some well-known star, but because whatever I want to give the Americans here in America, I want to give to every country thereafter. I want everybody to have the opportunity to hear content like this that embraces what it really means to be a strong individual. And I promise you, if you change the mentality first, you be the change you want to see. If you want to see more financial literacy, teach it out to the people so that they can have an opportunity to grow. One of the things I'm doing with my HR series, as you've been seeing me do, is I want to teach those who are trying to go into business, who work for a business, to how to be not only an awesome employee, but also an amazing business owner. And why am I doing that? Because I want to see more of that from our community. Our community. Y'all know what I mean by that. And what I'm saying too is, if I have the voice and I have the experience and I have knowledge that I can share, why not share it with the world? Why? Because that's the change that I want to see. Anyway, that concludes the last. Topic for the night. Clap it up for you, and you, and your mama, your cousin, your brother too, your whole camp for tuning in with Miss Lyra Podcast. Thank you again for taking the time out to share this moment with me tonight. I have given you an hour of my time. You have given me your hour back. That's a return on investment within itself. Thank you. I want to also again point out to you guys that you will do me a huge favor if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Instagram and Facebook. Also, follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, whatever podcast audio source that you have, I am on it. Please follow me. Please subscribe if that is the method for you to be able to follow me and my work. I thank you all who have been watching thus far. Also, I want to repeat to you, because I want anybody to really take advantage of this opportunity, the ad play. I talked about it in the beginning, but if you forgot or you missed it or whatever the case is, let me remind you again. The ad play is where a service where I am going to be allowing businesses, entertainers, creators, those who want to show their product, some promotional opportunity on the podcast. This is opportunity. You will be able to create your own advertisement, or I create it for you with the collaboration of what you want me to say in it. And that would be played 3 times throughout every episode that you pay for. What is the cost? It is what? Only just $5 per episode. So that is $5 times four, because I do Thursday nights. Every Thursday night, if you've been watching, you know what it is, at 8 p.m. You do not have to pay $20 a month. You just pay $5 for every episode that you want the ad play in. Now, I am not shying away if you want to do the $20 a month. Every month after, just add a 20, 20, 40, 60, 80, however many ever months you want the ad play, it is yours. Also, I also want to offer the service that I have been offering, which is interviews. So you know that I do interviews if you've been watching my content. If you haven't, you always have an opportunity to look back and see what the work is like. I have been interviewing people, and I want to continue to do that and help people to have a platform to express themselves about whatever their services and products are and whatever their business ventures are, what they're creating, what they're putting out, whether it is music, whether you are being a business owner and whatever endeavor that it is. I want this to be an opportunity for you to do that. How much do I charge for interviews? I charge $25. What does that come with? It comes with 4,000 reaches because I have 4,000 followers between Instagram and Facebook. And you also will be seen on YouTube throughout a whole week because I promote my podcast daily. You will also be able to be promoted on all of the platforms that I use, which is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Overcast. So if you're interested in that, please let me know. You can always bundle it together and have $5 for the episode of ad play, $25 for an interview. That is $30 for one episode. But what you will get with that is the ad play. I'm sorry. Rewind back. $25 includes the ad play. The $5 would not be added on. That's only if you do ad play only. If you do $25 for an interview, you do get ad play. So you get three ad plays, which is advertisement plays, whether you create the content for it or I create the content for it. And that is played three times throughout the actual interview episode that you will be on. So there you go. You have it. And I will also shout you out on all of my social media platforms for an entire week until I release my very next episode, which is would be a week exactly later. So I will give you an opportunity to send me any content for an entire week for me to blast it as many times as you want me to blast it. Now there's a limit. I typically only post three times a day. I am willing to throw a fourth time a day in there for you, for your criteria, for your content that you want to see out there. And that it will be for an entire week, including promoting for the episode. So just want to go ahead and put that out there. It would either be put together as one post, or I would separate it out so you'd have the interview promoing and the content promoing that you want me to have. And I would put that on all social media. So just want to let you know that's what I am doing. Again, I'm not going to hold y'all too much longer. I done held y'all long enough. I thank you for tuning in again. I hope you have an amazing day. Thank you for tuning in with Ms. Lyra Podcasting. We are the number one in inspirational, cultural, and social awareness podcasting. We only aspire to inspire you, cultivate you, and socially aware you. All right. So thank you again for tuning in for the next episode. I got some guests coming on the next one, and we will definitely be talking about some heavy. I'm not even going to tell you yet. Just follow me on Instagram. You know it's MISSLA_RAE_podcast on Instagram. On Facebook, it's Deonca Sutton. That's my name. They ain't gonna let you put no fake name on there. So that's what it is. It is what it is. Also, on YouTube, it is MISSLA_RAE podcast. No underscore after the RAE. On Spotify and Apple Podcasts, it's MISSLA_RAE podcast. Same thing. So check me out. Love you. I'm out. Peace.